We're all trying to get the jab. We're all trying to do the right thing.
Get vaccinated.
Exactly. That's how we're going to fight COVID-19. We're going to go get our Pfizer or our AstraZeneca. Well, women around the world, including some Aussies, have reported the effects of the Pfizer boob job after having had their jabs. Women are reporting that their buzzies are growing in size. One woman, one UK woman on TikTok said she went from an A to a C. Whoa. That is two cup size up.
Really?
That is a whole new shopping trip you need to do.
Oh.
You ain't fitting in your old bras going from A to C.
Yeah. Is that a permanent change? Is that life now?
These are all great questions. Yeah. Dr. Brad Mackay, good friend of the show, GP and author of the book Fake Medicine, is our go-to guy to answer these sort of questions.
The booby questions.
Yeah. Dr. Brad, firstly, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on with the Pfizer boob job, and how long does it last, and am I eligible for it?
Well, I don't think it's going to be permanent, so that's probably the disappointing thing.
Okay. Maybe if I've got a special event, one sexy date night or something, I just treat
quick,
my house.
Now. Dinner tonight. Just hope you don't get sick.
Well, we see all sorts of weird and wonderful side effects with vaccines, and this is a vaccine that we haven't seen before. This is new technology that's come through. So I've seen a couple of patients so far. So one male and one female patient who came in just petrified that they were getting cancer, that they were getting big lymph nodes developing under their arm. And when I asked which arm they had their Pfizer vaccine in, it was the same side.
That happened to me, Brad. I had I felt like a lump under my arm. I thought my gland, and it was really sore to touch. It was like poking out for a couple of days.
Did you just get half a little boob job?
I got half a little boobie under the armpit.
A bit of a side boob.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like transient. One of my patients was freaked out because it sort of started to get smaller and then it got bigger again. And I was like, well, did you have your second vaccine? And he was like, oh, yeah. So it just sort of goes up for a few weeks. So I think it is freaking out a few people. They're thinking that they're getting lymphoma or breast cancer. And it sounds like some people around the world are actually having their boob getting even bigger. Like everything's sort of getting large. I think some people have said that it's on both sides, but typically we're sort of seeing it in the medical literature just on one side rather than both. So a lopsided boob job probably isn't that desirable.
No, you'd sue for that.
Yeah. And how long is this lasting, this side effect?
So from what I've seen, it's just been lasting for a few days for patients. But even some patients have seen that it's been increasing the lymph nodes for even 6 weeks and some people even 12 weeks. And so we are advising people just to sort of keep that in mind if they are finding the swelling. And particularly if people are due to have a mammogram done, it seems to be that that it can inflame the lymph nodes underneath the arm or around the breast, even if people don't notice it. But when we're doing a mammogram and taking an x-ray, that can actually make things look a little bit weird on the mammogram. So you need to mention that vaccination to the radiologist who's doing it or to your GP at the time.
Okay, so from Pfizer to AstraZeneca, Dr. Brad, Steve Price and Carrie Bickmore talking about their relative jabs on the project last night. And Steve mentioned the side effect he's been getting from AstraZeneca.
So you get bigger boobs and I just have bad dreams. That was the side effect I had.
Did you get bad dreams, did you?
Yeah, from the second jab of AstraZeneca. I had not.
Bad dreams about bigger boobs?
Maybe.
What's going on with the bad dreams there, Dr. Brad?
Well, I think anything that causes you to get a bit of a fever and feel a bit unwell, where your immune system's getting activated, can cause weird dreams. So I'm sure you've heard of fever dreams before. Mm. And that's probably what Steve was getting about breasts or not. So certainly what we're finding is from the Pfizer vaccine and also the Moderna vaccine, these are both mRNA vaccines and tend to be causing the lymph node to increase, which is sort of ironic because Moderna is it was funded by Dolly Parton. And so it's really sort of weird that they're creating large breasts around the world.
Yes. Thank you, Dolly. It was a one
famously
condition.
Well endowed lady.
Yes. What if any anti-vaxxer husbands have changed their tune?
Yeah. Oh, big boobs. Get it tonight, honey. And before we let you go, Dr. Brad Mackay, people like Nick and I both had our vaccines and we had zero side effects at all. Didn't get sick. Does that mean that we're, you know, immune strong?
So I was very much the same. So I had no side effects at all with the vaccine.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you. what we're sort of like worried about initially was, okay, well, if you don't get a response, does that mean that you're not getting a response to the vaccine? Are you not immune in the future? But what we're finding from studies is that you can still mount an immune response. So your antibody levels can still be really good, even if you don't get any side effects from the vaccine. So it's just that we're really lucky. That's the main part of it.
But we're still lucky strong people. Dr. Brad Mackay, GP and author of Fake Medicine, thanks for coming on and debunking the big boob theory.
No worries, guys. Cheers.
So, Jess, there you go.
Okay.
Still sign up. Maybe on your anniversary.
Just keep eating my chicken breast during my exercises.
It's Justin Bieber.